Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Yes, you are waking up to yet another dreary day of rain and, in some spots, flooding here in the D.C. area. Though, mercifully, Cody Ledbetter at the National Weather Service says the pattern is changing. Finally.
Sunday through Tuesday or Wednesday, we're still going to have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Kind of typical summer pattern, but nothing widespread and, you know, long-lived like we've had for the past several days, really.
Well, we'll check the full WMAL Weather Channel forecast coming up. Right now, wedding bells in Windsor. Los Angeles native Meghan Markle is becoming the first American to marry into the English royal family since 1937.
They will be the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Those are the titles the Queen has conferred upon Prince Harry and Meghan Markle upon their marriage. Markle will be the first to hold that title. There's been one other Duke of Sussex in the 19th century, and he was an anti-slavery campaigner and supporter of rights for Catholics and Jews. Karen Kafa, Windsor, England.
Markle's walking halfway down the aisle alone before being met by her future father-in-law, Prince Charles. More than 2,600 members of the public got invitations, coming from local schools and charities. They will all be taking home a goodie bag with a shortbread cookie, chocolate coin, and a magnet. Texas lawmakers plan to meet next week to discuss ways to improve school safety measures in Texas schools following the school shooting at Santa Fe High, south of Houston, that left 10 people dead yesterday.
People in Santa Fe applaud the idea of more safety measures, but are concerned now with comforting and consoling one another. A family assistance center will be available to community members all day today. Senator Ted Cruz.
There's a lot we can do, but right now, what this community needs more than anything is just love. Love of each other and their neighbors, leaning on each other. That's what's happening.
A respected figure in the community, Houston Texan star J.J. Watt, has offered to pay for the funerals of all 10 victims. Clayton Neville, Santa Fe, Texas.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is vetoing a handful of Republican-backed bills related to health care. Northam vetoed a bill that would have allowed all groups like the Virginia Chamber of Commerce to pool their members together in a group to shop for health insurance. Supporters said it would help reduce costs. Northam, though, said that bill and others would undermine efforts to expand affordable health care. He says lawmakers could help lower rising health care costs by expanding Medicaid. The Republican-led General Assembly is currently split on whether to do that. It could lead to a state government shutdown if they don't find common ground by July 1st. And the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown takes place today, the Preakness Stakes.
Rain or shine, 8 3-year-olds will run for the Black Eyed Susans, down from 10 horses last year and 11 in 2016. The front runner is Kentucky Derby winner Justify, who currently sits at 1-2 odds. This is trainer Bob Baffert.
He's run on two wet tracks. He's won on him.
Visitors to Pimlico will notice upgrades to the infield, new betting lounges where fans can learn how to bet, and improved Wi-Fi. Post time set for 6:20. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, the Nats are rained out. They will attempt to play two with the Dodgers today. O's over the Red Sox 7-4. That ends their 13-game losing streak on the road. And the Caps return to Tampa Bay for Game 5 this evening. That series tied up at 2 apiece. We'll check on traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Money doesn't grow on trees, but it may grow in your pocket. $1,000 at a time.
Oh, my goodness!
Listen weekdays at 9:05 a.m. and 12:05, 3:05, and 6:05 p.m. Hear the keyword and text it to 95819. That's 95819. You could instantly win $1,000.
That's awesome!
Four chances for you to win each weekday. It's 4K a day. For rules and info, go to WMAL.com. Remember, don't text and drive. Some weekdays to win on WMAL.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Here's a big secret organic grocery chains don't want you to know. It's called ThriveMarket.com, the largest online store in the country selling exclusively non-GMO organic groceries, all at guaranteed savings of up to 50% off. Their mission is to make healthy living accessible and affordable for everyone. Get started on Thrive Market today and receive 25% off your first order. Go to ThriveMarket.com/talk. Prices are already discounted up to 50% off, and now they're offering an extra 25% off your first order. That's ThriveMarket.com/talk. ThriveMarket.com/talk.
At 7:05, we head into a busy Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center and say good morning to James Stanley.
Thank you and good morning. We've got all kinds of issues out this morning. We'll start on the inner loop around New Hampshire Avenue. Crash off on the left side of the road. Couple of lanes taken out. Stay to the right. You'll be able to get through there. The outer loop around Colesville. We're getting a report of a crash just happening in the last few minutes. Police not even on the scene yet. The inner loop right before Pennsylvania Avenue. We're seeing some delays. An accident just got moved over to the right shoulder. New crash just coming in. The outer loop right around I-95. There was one there earlier. Another one now. Left side of the road is where it is. Right lanes are supposedly moving. It's still early, though, in light traffic. All kinds of street flooding and downed trees across the D.C. metro area. Be sure and stay with us. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More rain with thunderstorms possible this afternoon. High 74. Showers tapering off tonight down to 69. Tomorrow we're partly cloudy in the mid-80s. 58 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
That was abnormal, not this year's volatility. Weathering market choppiness is the price of admission for long-term investing success. This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. The most important reason to have a good financial advisor is to help you stay grounded, disciplined, and focused on a long-term plan along the way. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you plan your investment strategy.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Larry O'Connor here for my good friends at Renters Warehouse. You know, when people decide not to rent their home, the number one reason I hear is that they don't want to deal with tenants. Boy, I can relate to that. I used to rent out my home from across the country. Not so easy. But with Renters Warehouse handling the property management for you, renting is incredibly easy. Renters Warehouse finds people who stay a while, pay the rent on time, and respect your property. You just collect the checks. Renters Warehouse does it so well with their incredible marketing machine. They tap hundreds of websites to score you the perfect tenant in just a few weeks. Then their certified tenant match and warranty process kicks in. They do it all, from walkthrough, background, and credit checks to lease documents, inspections, rental licensing. They even provide a free 9-month tenant warranty, so if the renters default for any reason, they'll replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Find the right tenants for your home by calling 202-897-2822. 202-897-2822 or go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Renters Warehouse, great tenants live here.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is great to have you with us on the Saturday morning update, and it is always great to have John Gizzi join us. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I sure wish it would stop raining.
We all do. The rainy state of Pennsylvania had a very bright spot for Republicans in the blue-collar state this week, and we didn't hear too much about it in the news, but you see it as very significant. What happened?
I certainly do. With all the attention focused on the primaries for governor, United States senator, and the totally redrawn map of the Keystone State's 18 U.S. House districts, the national press missed a special election for the state House of Representatives in the western part of Pennsylvania. Do I blame them for this? No, but I do think it's important to look at because it has statewide and national overtones. District 48 in Washington County is a heavily blue-collar district that last sent a Republican to the State House of Representatives in 1988. They did so again last Tuesday and did so by a comfortable margin.
First time in three decades?
First time in three decades. Tim O'Neill, Bronze Star winner in Afghanistan, and now a human resources guy with a construction company, won 55% of the vote in a race to fill a vacancy in the state legislature. He beat a Democrat named Clark Mitchell Jr., who was a young attorney working for his father's firm and was backed by the labor unions and the Democratic organization. Now, how did Mr. O'Neill win? He's, first of all, he's the first to tell you, his military background was very appealing to people in general. But he also had a philosophy that regulation was bad. The Democratic governor and the Obama administration put in too much punitively anti-business executive orders. And in Pennsylvania, that usually was a strike at the shale industry, which is a gold mine of new jobs, new opportunities in both energy exploration and the realm of technology. It is one thing that is keeping high school students from leaving the county and, in fact, coming back to get high-paying jobs right in the area where they went to high school. It is to this new constituency and this new economy that Mr. O'Neill campaigned, speaking as an apostle of deregulation and the opportunity society. And guess what? It paid off in spades. He rolled up 55% of the vote into an area that was long terra incognita for a Republican. The political punditocracy in the state said, watch this. It may be the shape of things to come.
You mentioned that, John. There have been news stories this week about a number of candidates who are very Trumpian and seem to be having success. Do we see this as a possible trend?
We certainly do. But again, Mr. O'Neill told me he supports what the president does. He's a little leery of the way he goes about it, which means he just does not like his language sometimes or the way that he dismisses opponents and picks fights. So one can love Trumpism and admonish us not to be like Trump. That seems to be a theme for Republicans running for office. Patrick Morrisey, Attorney General of West Virginia, won the Republican nomination for U.S. Senator last week. He genuinely echoes that. His positions on everything from reviving the coal industry to issues such as gas and how it meets regulatory muster are all very much in line with the president and his administration. But one never hears a harsh word about any opponents or anyone else from General Morrisey. I think we're going to see a lot of this trend around the country.
Well, Pennsylvania was not the only election. There was one in Iraq, and it was a shock to the United States. What does it mean for us, John?
It means that the United States, unless it totally wants to shut out any relationship at all with Baghdad, is going to have to deal with some pretty fearsome actors. Let me sum it up. Placing first in races for the 300-plus seat parliament, the Council of Representatives in Iraq, was the party headed by Muqtada el-Sadr. Now, remember that name. This is someone who's a sworn enemy of the United States, was against U.S. forces coming into Iraq to get Saddam Hussein, himself an enemy of Muqtada el-Sadr, who had executed Muqtada's father, the Grand Ayatollah, and his brothers. Nonetheless, he didn't want the U.S., and many say he was responsible for car bombings that killed U.S. servicemen. In running as a reformer, he had the backing of the Iraqi Communist Party, and now he, well, is the kingmaker on the next government in Baghdad. Placing second was the Fatah Alliance, headed by the warlord El-Hamri. This is someone who was an Iranian client and, again, supported many violent actions against political opponents. The current prime minister barely made it into third place, and parties headed by two previous prime ministers were fourth and fifth. What this means is that the odds are overwhelming. The next prime minister or the next government in Iraq will be dominated by people who have blood on their hands and long records that the United States would not normally deal with. But Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told me, we are not going to change our policy because we are going to recognize whatever government comes to the fore in Iraq. After investing so much time and money going back to Operation Desert Storm under the Elder Bush, we can't walk away no matter who's in charge.
We will continue our conversation with John Gizzi and get an update on the royal wedding coming up on WMAL. But first, check out the latest traffic and weather. James Stanley's in the traffic center this morning.
Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. GW Parkway northbound just past Scenic Overlooks. We've got a single lane getting by, and that's a crash through there. Working now on getting it pushed over. That's a crash on Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound around US 50. Everybody's getting pushed into one single lane to get through that as well. Suitland Parkway outbound around Forest. Watch for a crash. Here in the district, Rock Creek Parkway, both directions between Calvert to about Waterside. There's a downed tree through there that has the road completely closed. The Beltway Interloop just past New Hampshire Avenue. Accident off of the left shoulder. Main lanes, though, moving okay, just onlookers. The outer loop around Colesville. The ramp to get on to 29. Right lane is blocked. Also, the ramp through there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A flood warning remains throughout the weekend for many area rivers. A flood watch in effect for the entire D.C. area through Saturday evening. And we have had now 8 days of rain, and we're over 5 inches of rain. And for today, more rain. Look for thunderstorms in the mix. 80% chance of precipitation today. We'll be up in the low 70s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 86. Mostly cloudy Monday, up to 85. A 20% chance of rain tomorrow and Monday. And then more thunderstorms in the picture for Tuesday. Right now in D.C., we're at 56, and we're heading up to around 72 today. 7:16, Saturday morning update, WMAL. It is the Saturday morning update, and our conversation with John Gizzi continues. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Rudy Giuliani has certainly been making the headlines over the past several weeks. Of course, this week marks the first anniversary of the Mueller investigation. And what's the very latest from Rudy Giuliani in regard to whether the president will be speaking with the special counsel?
Well, that's very interesting. Mr. Giuliani has been all over talk television, cable news, and just about anyone who wants them. He said that his client, President Trump, will be ready to speak to Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller by the summer. Now, the details of how the president goes about this are unclear. He's talked about meeting him in select sessions, that is more than one, and planning the schedule around the president's own schedule, which I presume means his golf games as well. One thing that has to be said, people are critical for Giuliani for shooting from the hip, speaking off the cuff, and he generally gets poor marks from the legal community, both as an attorney and public relations man. Nonetheless, I can tell you that this president has absolute confidence in the former New York mayor, and he will be his man in the courtroom as long as the president needs him.
Major developments in two key leadership positions in the administration this week. First, the director of the CIA, the confirmation finally of Gina Haspel. What do you think put her over the top?
One of the things I'm going to do, and I'm not a drunken sailor with praise for this administration when it comes to the personnel area. Normally they're very sloppy in coming up with candidates, not researching the background, and then not having a strategy for when a nominee heads into troubled waters. Well, Gina Haspel was controversial from the beginning. The lifetime CIA employee, someone who operated under aliases in other countries and rose to be deputy director, was, as just about everyone knows, involved in the enhanced interrogation techniques, which are commonly called torture. In so doing, she worked directly under the then number four man in the Bureau, John Brennan, who rose to be Barack Obama's CIA director with little or no trouble. This was not the case for Gina Haspel, but she handled her confirmation hearings well, pointing out that she was following the law at the time under the Bush administration, and that in the future, now that enhanced interrogation has been banned, she would refuse to proceed with it, even if ordered by the president. That was good enough for quite a few senators, including all but two of the Republicans and six Democrats. They came out for her, and in the end, she was confirmed by a margin of 54 to 45. Now the history lesson. Along with being the first female to head the company, Gina Haspel is also the first career CIA operative, a lifer, to run the agency since William Colby in 1973. Ditto for his predecessor, Richard Helms, who was in the CIA since his graduation from Princeton and served as director from 1966 to 73. And now comes Gina Haspel, who has done everything from operate covertly overseas to running the clandestine bureau, and now rises to the top. She's an American success story in intelligence and someone whose career will surely bear watching in the future.
So, John, on the 51st day of the administration being without a secretary of the VA, the president made an announcement. Tell us about Robert Wilkie.
I was with Robert Wilkie just a few days ago when he came out and made an announcement about the president supporting a veterans program. Robert Wilkie is someone who was born in Germany in a military family who worked on Capitol Hill and for Senator Jesse Helms and later for my friend, Congressman David Funderburk of North Carolina. The last time that Robert and I talked, he was looking at running for Congress himself. He is a true insider who has worked on veterans issues and knows Capitol Hill like the back of his hand. And he's had a good career as the number two official in the VA under Mr. Shulkin, who's no longer there, and as the acting secretary. This is someone who knows where the bodies are buried and is unafraid of working in a department with more than 300,000 unionized employees. Whether the issue now are benefits for veterans, the administration of hospitals, or the very sensitive treatment of veterans with post-traumatic stress, they have someone on the inside who'll speak for veterans. He was raised in a military family and knows well the personal concerns. Let me say, in a personal statement, Robert Wilkie's a pretty good choice.
What do you see as his prospects for a quick confirmation?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that members of the Senate on the Democratic side, I think, have pretty much put aside the dragging out of every confirmation from the Deputy Director of the Office of Personnel to the Deputy Secretary of Labor. They are confirming at a greater pace. I note with interest that in the last session of the Senate, the President had more of his appointees confirmed than Barack Obama did at this point 8 years ago. I say Wilkie gets confirmed in another month and hits the bricks, as John McCain used to say, immediately.
John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, it's always great to get your view from the White House briefing room.
Always good to stay dry on a weekend, but I think I'm going to have some trouble.
We all are, John. It is 7:24 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Up next, an update on the royal wedding, and we'll take a look at what's going on with the D.C. sports teams with Steve Burns.
The following stress-free moment is brought to you by Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union, home of the stress-free auto loan. Visualize Commonwealth One's team of loan professionals. Imagine getting a loan with no payments for the first 90 days. Breathe deeply as your loan terms are spread out for up to 7 years. Exhale slowly when hearing their low rates. Just finance your auto loan using Commonwealth One's online buying service powered by TrueCar and get rates as low as 1.49%. To apply, go to cofcu.org/auto. That's cofcu.org/auto. Why get all stressured getting your next auto loan? Enter a state of calm by going to Commonwealth One.
APR based on applicant's credit and may vary. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership eligibility required. Go to cofcu.org/auto for details.
7:25 Saturday morning update. Royal wedding in progress. If you were tuned in the 6 o'clock hour, you got the full scoop from Karen Kafa, who is there for us. Steve Burns joins us from the newsroom. What's the very latest from Windsor Castle?
Well, they are at the altar right now. They are going to be taking their vows soon. We saw Meghan Markle walk halfway down the aisle by herself, which is kind of a statement in itself. She was joined halfway there by her future father-in-law, Prince Charles. That, of course, the result of all the drama involving her father from this past week. But right now, again, at the altar, they saw each other for the first time a few minutes ago, and there was just vibrant smiles erupting on both their faces. So this is pretty much turning out to be the magical spectacle that everyone had hoped it would be.
Well, let's move to something we'll care about on Monday, and that is the Caps, okay? How about it? Well, I mean, it's great for the weekend. Everybody's going to talk about it. We're all glued to the television, all the pomp and circumstance, and Monday we'll completely forget the wedding, okay? It's done.
It's a nice weekend distraction.
But we could still maybe talk about the Caps Monday if we're lucky, right?
Yes, either very happily or very, very, very sadly. Again, something the D.C. area is very used to with its sports teams. Game 5 tonight, Caps and Tampa. They are back in Tampa. The Caps lost both home games. I actually visited Caps practice earlier this week before Game 3. A lot of the fans are really optimistic, saying the hard part was over. We beat Pittsburgh. We finally reached over that hump, and it's been a long time coming, and they thought this was the easy part now. Turns out that's not quite the case.
Well, the Caps are lucky they play inside. Boy, rain taking the toll on the Nats, huh?
Yeah, the Nats haven't played a full game since last Sunday, if you can believe that. They had one suspended game against the Yankees, another postponed game. Last night, also postponed against the Dodgers. They will attempt to play a split doubleheader today, one game at 2, one game at 8. Not clear if the weather will even allow that to happen, so we'll keep an eye on it.
And big news on the Orioles. They're now in second place, right? Number 2.
Depending on how you look at it, they are now the second worst team in all of baseball, only behind the Chicago White Sox. The Orioles actually ended their 13-game losing streak on the road last night, finally beating Boston at Fenway Park.
Now, if you're a regular listener of the Saturday Morning Update, you've awoken with Steve for a good long time here on the Saturday Morning Update, Steve Burns. But this will be our adios to Steve as he moves on to the Big Apple. And you are joining WCBS in New York as a reporter. You will be in the streets of New York.
That's correct. It's something I've a place I've wanted to be for a long time, but I will never forget my time here. It's been an absolute pleasure working with you, Rick, and everyone else here, and I'm sure I'll be listening from here on out. Thank you very much for everything you've done.
Well, absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for the contributions each morning to us here on the Saturday Morning Update, and obviously the best up in the Big Apple.
Thanks very much.
And that's in broadcasting, that is a score to move to WCBS. That is among the top echelon of broadcasting in the country. Congrats.
Thank you, Rick.
Ladies, how amazing was your Mother's Day gift this year? I got an idea. How about getting rid of those bags and puffiness under your eyes and the sagging, droopy eyelids, too? And no, I'm not talking about surgery either. This is Larry O'Connor, and I want you to hear Diane from Savannah, Georgia. She says, I've been using this product for a few days, and I already love it. I can really tell a difference in my eyelids. I'm going to recommend it to all my friends. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains natural ingredients for incredible results safely and quickly. It's really as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you're going to see results like Diane's in as little as 12 hours or your money back guaranteed. Order Genucel and try Chamonix's brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy, sagging eyelids absolutely free. And for a limited time, Chamonix will include a surprise luxury gift also for free. Go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Call now and express shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Retirement's about more than money. Find out what you need to know Saturday afternoon at 2 on The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish here on WMAL.
And visit RetirementKeyRadio.com.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
7:30 News is next with Steve Burns. We're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we'll also be talking with Cheryl Atkinson. And Cheryl will be looking into that Supreme Court decision on sports betting, all coming up on WMAO.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. We have made it to what appears to be the last washout of a day following seemingly endless amounts of rain here. Only light rains expected most of the day today, with storms coming this afternoon, but looks like we will finally see the sun again tomorrow, and it'll stay with us for the next few days. The damage is done, though, as waters continue rising in flood-prone areas and the saturated ground means some trees are being uprooted. We'll check the full WMAL Weather Channel forecast coming up. The eruption on Hawaii's Big Island continues as scientists warn a sample from a lava fissure shows fresher, hotter magma could produce faster lava flows. Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno says the number of structures destroyed continues going up.
We're up to 40 structures or 40 residents that have been lost so far. The cracking continues within Leilani Estates and creating other, you know, access issues, problems for the folks that are continuing their evacuation. And so, you know, people need to be reminded that the activity continues. This is far from being over.
22 fissures have opened up as of last night. And the hottest vacation destination this year is actually pretty cold.
North to Alaska, I go north for Russia's home.
Anchorage, Alaska makes it into the top 10 U.S. summer vacation spots from TripAdvisor's annual Summer Vacation Value Report, citing experiences like the Anchorage Trolley Tour and touring the fjords of Prince William Sound. Other top destinations include Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Massachusetts gets a twofer with Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. Ocean City, Maryland. West Yellowstone, Montana. Lake George in upstate New York. Bar Harbor, Maine. And coming in at number one, the old-timey seaside feel of Mackinac Island in Michigan, world famous for its homemade fudge and limestone bluffs. I'm Scott Carr.
Sports. The Nats are rained out. They'll attempt to play two with the Dodgers today. O's over the Red Sox 7-4, and the Caps return to Tampa for Game 5 this evening. Traffic and weather's up next.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach, combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us. A consultation to learn if you're a candidate for our drug-free and non-surgical treatment is just $50 when you mention this ad. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
At 7:33, James Stanley checks back in from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Steve, thank you. And boy, these wet streets are definitely doing a number on us this morning. The Beltway, the Interloop around New Hampshire Avenue, crash still there off on the left shoulder. Working now on getting it pushed over. May have to do a traffic break at some point. The Beltway Outer Loop, the ramp to get on to 29 at Coldsville Road. The right lane is blocked. The ramp also blocked from the crash. Not going to be able to get off there at all. Couple of lanes still taken out of the Beltway Outer Loop around I-95. Delays behind that. It is moving. Just stick with it. BW Parkway southbound around US 50. We're down to just a single lane getting through because of a crash. And watch for lots of street flooding across the area and down trees and possible wires that could be dangerous. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More rain with thunderstorms possible this afternoon. High 74. Showers taper off tonight down to 69. Tomorrow partly cloudy in the mid-80s. We're at 58 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington Mall, WMAL.
You want to pay off your mortgage faster? Network Capital can make it possible. You want to pay for home improvement? Network Capital can make it possible. You want to combine first and second mortgages, eliminate mortgage insurance, even consolidate debt? Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call Network Capital Funding at 800-700-8068 and find out how easy achieving your goals can be. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Larry O'Connor here to share with you what could be the easiest way to sell your home. The Reynolds team with Keller Williams is launching their very first 24-hour offer on your home guaranteed program. Call the Reynolds team today to receive an offer on your home within 24 hours. No hassle and no gimmicks. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds are making it easy for the D.C. metro market to get their home sold without hassle. And you pick the closing time. The Reynolds team was named the top team in the D.C. metro market by the Wall Street Journal. They sell a home every 24 hours. Don't settle for just any realtor when you can hire the best, with even more great options for you, like the 24-hour offer on your home guaranteed. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Debbie and Sarah Reynolds. Call them today, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
It is a Saturday morning update. We are at 7:36. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart and also advising producer on Chain of Command at the National Geographic Channel. Tony, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Eric, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
All right, so the web and cable news have been ablaze in the last 24 hours about the FBI informant in the Trump campaign. And depending on which side of the aisle you sit and your political affiliation, you will look at it one of two ways. The headline in the New York Times says FBI used informant to investigate Russia ties to campaign, not to spy. Where do we see reality, Tony?
A spy by any of the name. This is insane. this cannot happen. Let's be clear here. The FBI took it upon itself with no predicate of a crime. There's been absolutely no evidence ever of a crime, yet you have now layers of work by the FBI to get access. It simply is Orwellian, a combination of Orwellian and Gestapo-like. We now have seen them try to hide this like an Orwellian, nothing to see here. We've had people trotted out to essentially explain how this is not what it appears to be. And I just don't think the American people are that stupid. Clearly, Rick, these people set out with an idea that somehow they were going to pin something on someone somewhere. And the FBI is famous for entrapment. This was probably both the largest attempt at entrapment in history, as well as the largest single attempt to use a federal law enforcement agency to participate in the coup d'etat. It cannot be tolerated.
Well, Tony, with the intensity of the animosity that we saw from Peter Strzok and others in high levels at the FBI, you have to wonder about where the information could have ended up and where it may have ended up in the other campaign.
Well, that's the thing we have to look at now is the links of the FBI officials to the official Clinton campaign. And this is notable by the fact that we're probably going to talk about the Horowitz FBI IG report here soon. There are clear indications that there were specific provable crimes committed on the Clinton side. So we're talking really about the worst possible case here of an agency taking political sides, taking its entire massive budget and capabilities given to it by Congress and using it because it felt that it wanted to clear one candidate despite clear evidence of wrongdoing and pin wrongdoing on another candidate. again, Rick, I don't want to be over the top here, but this is truly a combination of Orwellian level doublespeak, as well as clear evidence that they decided as an organization who they were going to support, and they went down that path, and I think that's what we're going to see in the Horowitz FBI report.
So Sarah Carter is reporting that the DOJ Inspector General has sent what is described as, quote, an extremely long and thorough draft of the much-anticipated report on the FBI and DOJ investigation of the handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe. What are you hearing about where that's headed?
Well, I think it's not going to be the panacea that everybody thinks it is. As much as I was just saying, it's very important to get out. It's not everything. It's not going to give everybody answers. This is not the who shot JR episode of Dallas, just to summarize the concept. It's not going to put everything together, but it's going to give everybody a clear understanding of what happened regarding the internal procedure breakdown. And some of the folks, as you just mentioned, Stroke and Page, who were definitely involved in wrongdoing. And I think there's going to be criminal referrals come out of it. I think that's one of the reasons it's been delayed. With that said, there's now a number of things that need to be examined. The foreign counterintelligence activities regarding the Hillary Clinton server, for example. My information is that server was definitely compromised. No one has ever done a credible damage assessment nor review of which foreign intelligence services were involved. Because you don't want to look at that because it may damage the candidate we've chosen. So those are things which I think are going to come out in bright lines when it's released.
All right. So we turn to the Department of Veterans Affairs and the open position for Cabinet Secretary. Robert Wilkie Jr. is a government official who is the acting U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He has been nominated to take the position that was vacated recently by David Shulkin. What does he need to do when he comes in?
Well, should it be confirmed, which, we'll see happen. You can never tell what's going to happen in that process now. I think he's going to have to do two primary things. First, he's going to continue to have to cut through the bureaucracy and the problems at VA and hold the leadership and the entire infrastructure to be accountable. Yeah, that's no small issue. It's nowhere near done yet. Secondly, the thing that I think got Shulkin fired more than anything was his refusal to implement the president's wish to increase the level of available outside the VA private sector health care. Veterans don't necessarily live near a veterans hospital. We know from the problems that we've heard about, you could not get on it. People were put on wait lists. People would die before they get treatment. That's not acceptable. These men and women serve their country. They are owed good care. And so the idea of giving them better access is one of the key things. And, I'm hoping that he can do both.
Iraq has just held parliamentary elections, and the apparent winner is a coalition dominated by an unlikely politician, the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Now, in 2004, al-Sadr and his Mahdi army fought ferociously against the U.S. in Iraq. Hundreds of U.S. soldiers lost their lives. Many more were wounded. Now, the Shiite cleric celebrates his first election victory. What does that mean for us moving forward, Tony?
Yeah, it's really an interesting turn of events, and it shows that, over time, you can heal a lot of wounds. At this point in time, we are hoping that the Sunni-Shia split within the country of Iraq, and he was part of that split, can now be healed, because that's going to be the key to that nation going forward, as well as a third component of the Kurds being involved. This parliamentary stuff is not easy to follow, Rick. I mean, 239 people were elected. At least 25% of them are women, which is a good thing. The problem is this. There's no real way of putting all those people together in such a way to form a government that can move in a direction. Unlike our system, Democrat-Republican, which I'm not sure is the best, but, you get kind of a direction of things going and people get in. When you've got 239 people, you end up with literally dozens of parties. and a lot of fractionalization. It's tough to get things going. So often, unfortunately, things fall into religious lines rather than political lines. So we're hoping that is avoided this time. But that's how we got in trouble last time. The Sunni minority felt it was abandoned and ignored, and that's why they joined ISIS. We're hoping the current government will avoid that and help move forward. And frankly, Rick, it's important for a stable Iraq for us to work to stabilize Syria. So.
And Tony, we've got a lot to talk about. I do want to get to this, though. There were two big questions of the week. Is it Laurel or is it Yanni? And the other question of the week was the one that really ignited it. Are they animals or not? And President Trump was taken out of context. And I've got the clip, and then you've got insight into that meeting.
Right.
But this is the clip. And as you hear on the open of the clip, the president is asked specifically about MS-13, and then this was completely taken out of context by many of the media outlets.
There could be an MS-13 gang member I know about. If they don't reach a certain threshold, I cannot tell ICE about them.
We have people coming into the country, trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals, and we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before. And because of the weak laws, they come in fast. We get them, we release them, we get them again, we bring them out. It's crazy.
That's what he said about MS-13, not about immigrants.
Well, that's the key. I mean, I was down with Tom Homan, who's the director of ICE, at an event down in Stafford, the Stafford Sheriff County's annual awards dinner, and I spoke with Tom, and the bottom line is this. He was in the meeting, Rick, and the president specifically said he is concerned about ICE, the whole MS-13 thing and what is being done to remove them, not immigrants. And his comments on animals was not about immigrants. It was about the MS-13, terrible, I don't know what you want to call them other than animals. And so it is, I think, unbelievably unfair and criminally negligent for the media to report otherwise. Yet I saw every mainstream media outlet plus key Democrat politicians running with it. So I'm just hoping, Rick, that people are paying attention, who are looking at the context, and the president clearly is trying to clarify who our enemy is. And the Democrats and the mainstream Republican media are just kind of supporting MS-13, as crazy as that sounds. So.
And, you know, it's weird, Tony. If Nancy Pelosi and some of the other Democrats who have said, oh, they're not animals, you can't refer to them as animals, if maybe their daughter had been stabbed multiple times, then decapitated, maybe they would change their opinion on whether they were animals or not.
I just don't know what they want. I mean, as you know, they opposed the Gina Haspel nomination. She was fully qualified and finally voted. There's just, I would say, and if I didn't know better, that the Democrat Party has a psychosis of some sort.
Absolutely.
That does not allow it to think straight. I cannot imagine what's going on.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, a pleasure. And if you're listening and you haven't seen Chain of Command, wonderful National Geographic series, and you can check it out at nationalgeographic.com. Tony, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 7:48 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Quick check of the traffic and weather, then we'll chat with Cheryl Atkinson. James Stanley is in the WMAL Traffic Center. James?
Rick, thank you, and good morning from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Things looking a little bit better as light comes about. Outer loop around Eisenhower Avenue connector. Left and right side blocked with a crash. You're going to have to go right up the middle to get through there. Here in the district, Rock Creek Parkway, both directions between Calvert to Mount Waterside. They're doing some alternating lane closures as they cut a tree up and eventually get it off the roadway. Big tree fell there. BW Parkway southbound around US 50. You're still down to just a single lane through there. That's a crash that's causing those delays. And George Washington Parkway northbound just past the scenic overlooks. You're down to just a single lane because of a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A flood watch is in effect for the entire D.C. area through tonight. A flood warning remains through the weekend for many area rivers. As to the specifics of the day, you guessed it, it'll be the eighth day of rain in the Washington area. We're now over 5 inches for the week, and we have thunderstorms expected today. High 74, an 80% chance of rain today. Partly cloudy tomorrow, up to 86. Cloudy on Monday, high 86. And then thunderstorms back in the picture for Tuesday with a high of 77. And outside right now in D.C., 59, heading to 74. And it's 7:50 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is good to have you with us on the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Cheryl Atkinson joins us. She is the host of Full Measure, and you can catch Full Measure every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 7 and also on News Channel 8 during the day on Sunday. Cheryl, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
This week, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a New Jersey law that permits sports betting at casinos and racetracks in the state of New Jersey. Nevada's Gaming Control Board reported $4.8 billion in sports bets last year in the state of Nevada. So with the Supreme Court ruling, what do you see as the initial indications in other states?
Well, you know, besides New Jersey, many other states are looking at it. Maybe a dozen are starting to say, we might want to do this. And, you know, it's they can tax the revenue. There's billions of dollars spent on this illegally because sports betting is pretty common, I'm told. It's just not always legal unless, of course, you're in Nevada. So other states may do this. There are some good opportunities, but there are also some concerns, and Scott Thunman is investigating this for us. I guess back in 1919, the Chicago White Sox through the World Series, some of the players had been paid to play poorly. So there's always that sort of concern when you put big money into sports betting. And he also talked to, Scott did, Joe Theismann about this and about the notion of whether, you know, this could affect professional sports. And how the leagues feel about it. I think it's a really interesting story, and I'm not even terribly interested in sports betting.
And I guess it's also interesting when you think, does it encourage more people to gamble and bet big money on sports who may not have done it in a casual setting because they didn't want to get into that kind of thing if it's not legal? But now that it's legal, do you there that potential that folks are going to start really dropping big bucks on sports?
Well, Scott talked to one of those sort of Gamblers Anonymous groups that said, hey, we need more money now too because we're going to have more people with problems calling us. And then we also spoke to someone actually in Nevada who said, look, the states are talking about doing it so that they can tax it, you know, up to 7, 10, 20%. Well, that's not what they do in Vegas apparently. They only tax a minuscule amount. And this guy argued, if these states tax it a lot, all people are going to do is continue doing it illegally under the table if, you know, too much of their winnings is taxed. So there are a lot of issues to consider with this.
Wow. Overhauling NAFTA has been at the top of the president's economic agenda, but the House Speaker Paul Ryan said on Thursday this week there are only a couple of weeks left to reach a deal in time to meet the trade legislation requirements to get a new NAFTA pact to Congress if they want to get it in 2018. So kind of a mess on the political side. And we do hear a lot about the politics of it, but we don't hear much about what it means to U.S. jobs. You look into that tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of start with the basics. I'll bet most people don't know what NAFTA is and what it does. We talk past them a lot on the news. You know, we say NAFTA this, NAFTA that. So I kind of spend a little bit of time with somebody explaining what it does, when it started, what it was supposed to do. And bottom line, I would say, you know, the idea was it would help all three regions, Mexico, the United States, and Canada, treating us like one trade region, the way tariffs work and so on, and make it easier to move goods between our three countries. But a lot of people said, and I think Ross Perot may have been the first to say it, in something like 1992 before it took effect, that that giant sucking sound was American jobs going to Mexico. And indeed, we did lose a lot of jobs to Mexico, apparently. But you know, people who like NAFTA say it was a net gain. We have made up so much more in other sorts of jobs and other sorts of benefits. So Donald Trump wants to renegotiate this deal now. He wants to make it better for America, better for American jobs. And we speak to Congressman Henry Cuellar, who's a Democrat from Texas, whose state has benefited greatly from NAFTA, about what he foresees with this renegotiation and how he wants his voice heard as we discuss rebuilding NAFTA to make it more beneficial for America.
We're reminded each week that terrorism remains a global threat, and very rarely do we have the chance to get into the mind of a terrorist, but you give us that opportunity on the show tomorrow?
Yes, Jonathan Elias did a piece for us that's really fascinating. He went to Paris to talk to a former Islamic extremist terrorist, a guy who says he joined Al-Qaeda after 9/11, radicalized a lot of Muslims in France, including one of the Charlie Hebdo killers, and was very proud of it at the time. But he claims, and he told Jonathan Elias, that while in prison, because he was caught for doing this, he was exposed to different ideas, and he became reformed. And now he says he plans to dedicate his life to de-radicalizing people who are like he used to be. So it's really a fascinating conversation, fascinating story with someone you, the type of guy you really never get to hear from in this sort of a personal way.
It's tomorrow on Full Measure, ABC 7, 10 o'clock. Cheryl Atkinson, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You bet. 7:55 Saturday morning update. Up next, a royal wedding update.
Potomac Petals and Plants is ready to help you add some grace and beauty to your landscaping. On sale now in their garden center. Get 25% off any flowering trees or Japanese maples. For the best selection, visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Scientists tell us that Earth is overdue for a huge solar flare. Bad news, it'll probably fry our electronics and technology. Good news, we'll all get a spectacular tan. Well, a good place to hunker down for the looming sunpocalypse is Motel 6. You'll get a great low rate on a great room under a roof and save more for other stuff, like sunscreen or a nice big hat. Well, I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Or maybe not.
Is your home ready for the summer? Do you have ugly green and black stains on your home? Spray and Forget, the original no-rinse exterior cleaner, eliminates these ugly stains caused by mold, mildew, and algae. Spray and Forget brilliantly cleans roofs, decks, siding, fencing, walkways, driveways, outdoor furniture, and more. Remove stains up to 50% faster than competing no-rinse cleaners. Make your home and outdoor living spaces brilliant again. Look for the yellow label at participating Ace, Home Depot, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
The royal wedding in progress. Harry and Meghan have each made their vows of I will. The choir has performed Stand By Me. The service continues. And the news of the morning, the titles. How will they be known? Well, Kensington Palace released the titles of Meghan and Harry. We talked earlier with Karen Kafa, who was covering the ceremonies live from Windsor for us earlier this morning, and Karen explains the titles.
It is not going to be Princess Meghan in the technical sense. She'll certainly get that in a lot of the tabloids and elsewhere, but she will be known as the Duchess of Sussex. This is the title conferred upon her by the Queen. And Harry will be known as the Duke of Sussex.
Prince Harry, now the sixth in line in succession in the UK. 7:58 now, Saturday morning update.
The following 60 seconds of stress-free listening is brought to you by Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union, home of the stress-free auto loan. Yeah, getting a car loan can really mess with your stress. But hey, Commonwealth's been decompressing auto loans for years. They're flexible, with no payments for the first 90 days. They're mellow, with loan terms spread out up to 7 years. And they're so affordable. Just finance your auto loan using Commonwealth One's online buying service powered by TrueCar and get rates as low as 1.49%. To apply, go to cofcu.org/auto. That's cofcu.org/auto. Why get all strazzled applying for an auto loan? Just go to Commonwealth One and be totally chill. APR based on applicant's credit and may vary. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership eligibility required. Go to cofcu.org/auto for details.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from the CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary treatment that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, That gives you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA-approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. News next with Steve Burns, then Garden Sense. Thanks for joining us.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.